rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners to Tune Trade Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program. Taqabbalallahu minna wa iyyakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, inshallah. And the number to call for the quiz, 0118541548, 0118541548. We're waiting for the calls to come through. Maulana Saib Rasana is also with me in the studio. It's dressed like an Eskimo today, mashallah. It's not so cold, my brother. It's not freezing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mali Saib.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana Kara?
Alhamdulillah, my good friend. And how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how was your Jummah today?
Alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fadal. Gee, just more on the road today. And gee, Mali Saib Saab.
How's your Ramadan going
so far? It's so cold, Mali Saib Saab. I mean, you've got this Eskimo jacket on. You have a very warm cap on. You have a scarf on. You have gloves on. Is it so cold, my brother? It is so cold.
Gee, it is cold. Aren't you feeling cold? Do you know what the temperature and what's the degree is this?
Not so cold, Mali Saib Saab. Not so cold. You've got to be a mujahid. You've got to be strong sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I'm a little bit weak, Mulana Kara.
All right, dear listeners, we must have heard about the janaza. Mali Saib Saab, you heard about the janaza of brother, 84-year-old, from Stanerton Masjid, brother Qasim Porti, today passed away after being attacked outside the Stanerton Masjid. What actually happened, Mali Saib? We believe that according to sources, he was at the entrance of the Masjid just before the Friday Adhan, where some unknown men accosted him. And family members who saw the incident tried to chase away the thugs. They escaped, and brother Porti tried to chase them in the car. And we believe when he returned, he was out of breath and passed away while on, you know, being taken to the hospital. This is what we believe, unconfirmed reports. Allah make it easy for the family, inshallah, Aziz. But fortunate indeed, Mali Saib Saab, in the month of Ramadan, on the day of Jumu'ah, and the hadith comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned the person who passes away on the day of Friday, there is no hisai, safe from the adab of the qadr. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the deceased the highest status in Jannat al-Firdaus, and may Allah grant the family members sabr jameel, patience in this very, very hard and trying times, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. We're going to be taking a short break, inshallah. When we come back, it's time for the quiz. We have 1, 2, 3 participants. When we come back, inshallah, we're going to be talking to the participants. Don't go away. الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا. Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once again to the Ramadan Rapid Fire Quiz. And mashallah, today is Friday the 9th of June. It is day 14, we're coming to the half of Ramadan. And Mali Saib Saab, talking about myself, we haven't really made no ibadah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us, but all is not lost.
So when are you going to start?
Inshallah, we're going to start today, Mali Saib Saab. Inshallah, we will start today. A few days remaining, just 15 days remaining for the month of Ramadan. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us all, inshallah. Ameen.
Inshallah.
All right, so are you ready for the quiz, Mali Saib Saab? Can you kindly take off your jackets and your scarves and your gloves and your mozas and your whatever else you have on, my brother? Concentrate, G. We welcome our contestant. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. Contestant number one, anonymous female.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah for calling in, for contesting. Appa, where are you calling from?
KZN.
Where exactly in KZN? KZN is very, very big.
North Coast.
Oh, North Coast, North Coast, mashallah. Jazakallah. And we wish you all the luck, okay, Appa?
Yeah.
All right. Just to remind our listeners, Mali Saib Saab, again, that if you participated earlier and if you won 1,000 rands in the quiz, and you cannot participate again. But what happens now is that if you did win 1,000 rands, and if you participate again, then Mali Saib Saab, you're going to be forced to issue a warrant of arrest for the contestant. And if convicted, jealousness, you know, it might just be a long prison sentence, either in the Maxi prison or the Paul Smith prison.
Are the rules so severe, Mulana Kara?
All right, brother Hafiz Ismail is looking at me like it's so serious. No, my brother, just on the lighter side. Nobody's going to Baltimore. Nobody is, inshallah, going to Baltimore or Maxi prison or whatever you call it. Anyway, Appa, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer, okay?
Yes.
In which year did Imam Abu Hanifa Ramtan Ali pass away? 1, 120 after Hijrah, 2, 150 AH, or 3, 151 AH?
3.
How do you spell the word vernacular?
V-E-R-N-A-C-U-L-A-R.
Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah will not take place until such time that 1. Inheritance will cause no joy. 2. Inheritance will not be distributed. 3. Inheritance will not be enjoyed.
1.
The following proverb, jack of all trades. Complete it.
Master of none, master of none.
What is, who is a Sahabi whose story bears some resemblance to the pious young men in the story of Ashab al-Khudud? 1. Hudhayfa bin Yaman. 2. Abdullah bin Hudhafa. 3. Bilal bin Rabah.
1.
What is the capital of Zimbabwe?
Harare.
Where did Imam Abu Hanifa pass away, rahmatullahi alayhi? 1. In a prison in Baghdad. 2. In a masjid in Kufa. 3. In a prison in Basra.
2.
Can you kindly make up your mind, sister?
2.
You sure about that?
Gee.
Okay, sister. So 2 is not right. And 3 is not right. Okay. But nevertheless, mashallah, you've done quite well, Mali Saib Saab. Let us go through the questions. You had 1, 2, 3 right, Apa, Mali Saib Saab. Am I right?
3 is correct.
3 is correct, Apa. You got 3 out of 7. Okay. Jazakallah. Let's wait for the other contestants to see how they fare. We'll get back to you in a bit or two, right?
Okay.
All right, so the questions and the answers. Here it goes. In which year did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi pass away, Mali Saib? 1. 120 after Hijrah. 2. 150 after Hijrah. 3. 151 after Hijrah. The answer there is 2. 150 after Hijrah. How do you spell the word vernacular? V-E-R-N-A-C-U-L-A-R. And also, Mali Saib, so just to remind our contestants, that if you spell the word, it's got to be according to my dictionary and your dictionary. Okay, Mali Saib Saab?
Yes, 100%.
Not the 1967 dictionary and our dictionary, that is mine and Mali Saib Saab's, is the edited version by Mr. Johan Peterson Willemse van der Merwe Bokdrol. He is the author of this.
That's his name, or?
That is his full name, including his papa's name. So that, we have the latest edition of this dictionary. It's got to be according to this. Okay. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah will not take place until such time that 1. Inheritance will cause no joy. 2. Inheritance will not be distributed. 3. Inheritance will not be enjoyed. The answer, Mali Saib Saab, is inheritance will not be distributed. Jack of all trades. Jack of all trades, master of none. This guy knows nothing. Who is the Sahabi whose story bears some resemblance to the pious young men? The story of Ashab al-Khudud. 1. Hudhayfa bin Yaman. 2. Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhum. 3. Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The answer there is Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The capital of Zimbabwe. Hafiz Ismail, the capital of Zimbabwe. Sorry? No, my brother. Capital of Zimbabwe, yes. Okay, now it's right. Zimbabwe is Harare. Where did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi pass away? 1. In a prison in Baghdad. 2. In a masjid in Kufa. 3. In a prison in Basra. The answer there is not 2, like the sister said. It's not 3 either. What is Sayyid Sahib? It is in a prison in Baghdad. Subhanallah, how they sacrifice their lives. But no, you want to sit at home, hold him, Mali Sayyid Sahib, next to your wife. You're going to come out. And you are a man, you got to come out, my brother, you got to come out, be strong, inshallah, okay? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi's entire life was in the path of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and now he passed away in the prison in Baghdad, okay, my brother? Jazakumullah. Some lessons for us to learn from there. Okay, Jazakumullah, contestant from KZN, North Coast, you have 3 points. Well, you say, second contestant, you can speak to him. Brother Ridwan. Ridwan, my brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah. How's the weather out in Port Elizabeth?
Very cold.
Very cold, eh?
Okay.
Ya Allah, make it easy. Very windy, we believe, as well.
Indeed, but not today, but yesterday it was very windy.
Yesterday was windy, but no fires coming close to the PE area, eh?
No, not really. It's close, but not very close.
Oh, okay, my brother. Okay, Jazakallah. Allah make it easy, my brother. What is the surname? I got some Hagaze in Port Elizabeth. Tell me, we can familiarize ourselves with one another. Maybe you're my cousin somewhere along the line. Ridwan who?
Adam.
Ridwan Adam.
Yes.
Ridwan Adam. Okay, mashallah, my brother. From Malaba?
No. From Westring.
Oh, Westring, mashallah, mashallah. Okay, my brother. What is Faith's going to ask you the questions, okay?
Okay.
Gee, are you ready, brother Ridwan?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's start. Question number 1. How old was Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi when he passed away? Number 163, number 268, or number 370? How do you spell the word extrajudicial?
E-X-T-R-A. Can you repeat the word?
Extrajudicial.
J-U-X-E-X-T-R-A-J-U-D-I-C-A-I-A-L.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah will not take place until such time that, number one, booty will cause no joy, booty will not be distributed, or booty will be usurped.
Third one.
Complete the following proverb, let not the pot call.
The kettle black.
Which armies are referred to in a verse has news of the armies reached you? Number one, Fir'aun and Qarun. Number two, Fir'aun and Thamud. Number three, Fir'aun, Qarun, and Thamud.
Number one.
What is the capital of...
I saved South at Gong Wing about 5 minutes ago, my brother, just to remind you. Like I said, just take your jacket off a little bit, your scarves off, your gloves off. Maybe you'll yell a little bit better, my brother.
I just want to know how much this brother would get.
Oh, okay, if we asked him the other questions.
As you said, our motto and our object of this quiz is we're all learning.
Okay, understood, my brother. Go ahead, complete the quiz.
No, now you already disrupted me now. I can't continue. You just broke my morale.
Okay, my brother from Port Elizabeth, are you there? Sorry for that, but like you said earlier, my brother, we only went through four questions, Mali. So you've got four questions.
Brother took very long with extrajudicial.
Yeah, you took a bit long with extrajudicial, but you said earlier the wind is quite strong out in Port Elizabeth. So possibly because of the wind, it took long for the answers to reach us. Yeah, so, but don't worry, inshallah, my brother. You got two right, okay?
Yes.
Jazakallah, Iran. Make dua for us.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah. Take care, my brother. All the best. Okay, you can call us again, inshallah, some other time.
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother, please do call. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ji. Want to save some of the questions and the answers, my brother?
Ji, just four, or should I go through all seven? What's your opinion?
Whatever you want to, my brother. You the Amir, you decide.
Okay, the first question was, how old was Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi when he passed away? The correct answer is 70 years old when Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi passed away. What's your age, Mulan Kara? Okay, you can tell me off air then. How do you spell the word extrajudicial? It was E-X-T-R-A-J-U-D-I-C-I-A-L. The third question was, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah will not take place until such time that, number one, booty will cause no joy, booty will not be distributed, or number three, booty will be usurped. And the correct answer was, booty will cause no joy. Then, proverb, he got it correct, let not the pot call the kettle black. What does it mean? You can give us an explanation, Manakara, very quickly.
Let not the pot call the kettle black.
Yes.
It's about making tea and coffee together, Mali, so it's up in the same kettle.
No, it's about pointing a finger at another person.
Oh, okay, let not the pot call the kettle black. Okay, I learned something, my brother. Jazakumullah for that.
You're welcome. Which armies are referred to in a verse has news of the armies reached you? The options, they were Fir'aun and Qarun, number two, Fir'aun and Thamud, and number three, Fir'aun, Qarun, and Thamud. The correct answer we were looking for is Fir'aun and Thamud. And last two, let's just mention it because we are all learning Mulana Kara. That what is the capital of Namibia? The capital of Namibia is? Where is your IQ level? Tell us what's the capital of Namibia, Mulana Kara.
The capital of Namibia is, according to my thesis, like you always say, according to my research, it is Windhoek.
Windhoek, okay. And the last question is, did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi pass away while, number one, he was sleeping, while, number two, whilst he was in sajda, or number three, he was in tashahud? And subhanAllah, what a death he got whilst he was in sajda.
SubhanAllah, in prison, in sajda, subhanAllah, the entire lives was really for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Really, what about our iman? Allah forgive us, really, very, very far. I just have asked you a very humble, simple question. I asked you last night a very, very nice question regarding the telephone number for the winner. Mali Saif Sahib, could you please forward me the details of the winner? The reply I got from you, my brother, is Chief Foul. I got today's winner's details. So can you kindly explain, my brother, what did you mean there?
No, I just mentioned, you know what time you sent me that message? It was around 11:30 or something, so I just replied, I've got the details, that's all.
Okay. All right. Jazakumullah. Contestant number three. Contestant number three. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brother. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah wa shukurillah. Where are you calling from?
From El Dorado Park.
El Dorado Park. Yes, we are neighbors, my brother. El Dorado Park. Jazakallah for calling. Mali Saib Saab. Somebody sends a nice one here. Listen to this one here. That the Japanese stewardess hailed a taxi in downtown Delhi, asked to be taken to the Indira Gandhi Airport. Now, on the way, a car zoomed by and the tourist responded, "Oh, Toyota made in Japan, very, very fast." Not long afterwards, another car flew by, says, "Oh, Nissan made in Japan, very, very fast." Then again, Mali Saib, a Honda went fast. So he says, "Oh, very, very fast, made in Japan." Anyway, the taxi driver stopped the car, pointed to the meter and said, "That's going to be 1,000 rupees.
Hmm.
So this guy asked him, "You know, such a short ride, 1,000 rupees, why so much are you mad?" So this taxi driver, you know, he smiled and he says, "Brother, meter made in India, very, very fast." See, my brother, apologies for that, okay? Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Say to you, my brother. Okay. We got 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer. Okay, my brother?
Okay.
All right. First time you're participating?
Yes.
All right. Just speak a little bit louder, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's a bit better, my brother. All right. Here goes your questions. How many times was the Janaza Salah performed for Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi? 1, 3, 2, 5, 3, 6.
One.
How do you spell the word verbatim?
V-E-R-B-A-T-I-N.
In the last major battle between before Qiyamah, will the Muslims gain victory on the 1, 3rd day, 2, 4th day, 3, 10th day?
The 3rd day.
The following proverb, necessity is the what? What is the best translation of the Tariq? 1. The bright moon. 2. The bright star. 3. None of the above.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
What is the best translation of a Tariq? 1. The bright moon. 2. The bright star. Or 3. None of the above.
The bright star.
Capital of Mozambique.
Mozambique, Maputo.
Before Imam Abu Hanifa Ramtan Ali passed away, he was whipped for how many consecutive days? 1, 5, 2, 10, 3, 20.
20 days.
20 days, my brother?
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yes.
Okay, let's count your answers. How many you got right? How many things you got right, my friend?
I think 5.
G?
5. 5,
my brother. I was also hoping you got 5 right, but, you know, no, brother. Far from 5. When you say so, I count 2.
You got 5 incorrect.
Oh yeah, you got 5 incorrect. Yeah. Salim, I think you said it the wrong way. 5 incorrect, my friend.
Okay, no problem.
But we're all learning nothing wrong, my brother. You know, if Mali Saib Saab had to answer, you would have got 0 out of 10. But nothing, my brother. It's good. You got at least 2 out of 7, which is not very, very bad. Inshallah, call us again, try again, okay? Jazakallah. Request for du'as, my brother. Ridwan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mali Saib Saab, how many times was the janaza namaz of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi performed? 1, 3, 2, 5, 3, 6. The answer there is?
6 times.
6 times, Jeep. How do you spell the word verbatim? V-E-R-B-A-T-I-M. In the last major battle before Qiyamah, will the Muslims gain victory on the 1, 3rd day, 2, 4th day, 3, the 10th day. The answer there is number 2, the 4th day. The following proverb, necessity is the mother of invention. Necessity is the mother of invention. Next question, what is the best translation of a tariq? Was-sama'i wa-tariq? The bright moon, a bright star, none of the above. It's basically none of the above. The translation of a tariq is that which appears at night. And it refers to the bright star. Okay. The capital of Mozambique. Mozambique, Maputo. Nice prawns come from the G. Before Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi passed away, he was whipped for how many consecutive days? 1, 5, 2, 10, 3, 20. So, Ipsab, Molana, the answer there is
10 consecutive days,
subhanAllah. Imagine he was whipped for 10 consecutive days before he passed away. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill the qabr with nur and light, inshallah. All our kabirin, our satida, inshallah. May Allah bless them all, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Alright, we like to announce the winner for today, Mali Saib Sahab. Let's just go through the questions and the answers. We had contestant number one, she had three right. Appa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Are you there, contestant number one?
Assalamualaikum salam.
Alright, Appa, you are the winner of 25,000 rands. Congratulations to you. And
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, so what are you going to do with the 25,000, Appa?
I think, give you 24.
Alright, Jazakumullah.
I thought you were ending the course tonight, Manakara, and then at night you won't have any course left.
Alright, so 24 comes to us. Jazakallah, thanks, Appa, thanks so much. 1,000 rands coming up to Appa, mashallah, from KZN. Congratulations, Appa. And the engineers asks, how are you going to spend the 1,000 rands? You're going to give it to some poor family, you're going to donate it to the people of Syria. What are you going to do, Appa?
Inshallah, we'll leave some for the family and donate some.
Okay, you're going to keep some for the family, for the bajas and the samosas, and all the eat stuff, and the others you're going to give over, okay?
Inshallah.
All right, inshallah. But we're not forcing you, we're just asking you, okay?
Yes.
Jazakumullah. And make special dua for all of us also.
Inshallah.
Jazakumullah, man. Inshallah, we'll have the finals tomorrow night, okay?
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullah.
24 minutes past 6 o'clock. MashaAllah, congratulations to the winner from Durban, Malisa Yubsab, anonymous female from KZN, from North Coast. She is the winner for today. 1,000 rands coming up her way.